And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
Of my death have been greatly exaggerated. Hello, my name is LF Midwood, and you're listening to Midwood Files. Stuff don't sound right to me. It's been a while. It's been a month, so I'm a little off. I'm not quite sure what sounds right. I'm looking at my instrumentation, and it says everything's okay, but I don't like the way I sound. What's up with that? Anybody know what's up with that? Fix it. You know, good old days where somebody else would just fix it for me. You know, because the talent... talent shouldn't have to do shit like this, is really what it comes down to. All right, so happy days are here. I never thought Roe vs. Wade was going to be overturned. Not because it was a great piece of law, or you know, written out as such. Because I figured it was concreted in there. You know, and they did it. And they did it. Thanks to President Trump, they did it. You know, President Trump getting those three conservatives on the Supreme Court. We have to see what winds up happening as far as the fallout. I know there's been a lot of adjustment on the baby murderers' part. A lot of the companies that they work for have said that we'll move or transport pregnant employees somewhere where they can murder their babies. So that's still going to happen. So, a lot of people are under the impression, because they're fucking stupid, that abortion has been outlawed in the United States. No, it's what happened here is Roe vs. Wade was thrown out, and what happens was left to the courts, or excuse me, to the states, which is the way it should have been. To me, this has always kind of been a states' rights issue. If you look at it, at its core, that's what it's kind of been. You know, as far as a woman's health issue, I don't. All I care about is I don't feel that the rest of us should have to answer to God for all the baby murdering that's been going on. That's where I'm at. That's where I've always been at. You know, so there's plenty. I'm 53 years old. I've been sexually active since I'm like 14. Right. And somehow, I've managed, as far as I know, I've managed not to get anybody pregnant, because I made a considered effort not to. Because I said to myself, before I entered into this union, we'll call it union. Some of it wasn't so union-y, but we'll call it union. I was going to make sure that there was no conception occurring. Because you know what happens at conception? Do you know what happens when conception, that's when the baby comes. Conception. So that being said, I don't have a problem with the Supreme Court throwing Roe vs. Wade out. Sorry, do not. And Casey got dumped too, which was a case against Planned Parenthood. So I got no issues. I got no issues on that. The Supreme Court, they got it right. They corrected a great wrong, as far as I'm concerned. You know, now if there was some sort of greater legal basis for this to occur on, I would still have issues, because I'm going to say one more time, abortion is murder. It's murder. So I would still have moral issues with that, but at least it would have some sort of actual legal standing. You know, Roe versus Wade, you know, that was just a powder puff thing. It was, you know, a lot of people didn't even think that it was going to happen, and it happened, you know, because I think you had a lot of the the women's stuff going on in the 70s, women's revolution and all sorts of revolutions. And we were coming out of all that counterculture bullshit, and they hadn't started taking the coke yet. So they had plenty of time on their hands. So that's what they did. So it's gone. It's gone. It's now left up to the 50 individual states to decide how they handle abortion. And it looks like it's going to be a 50-50 break. I've looked at some maps, and it looks like it's going to be a 50-50 break. I'm moving somewhere where they don't kill babies, which is it's a plus for me. That, and I don't have neighbors right next door to me. Those are ginormous pluses for me. As far as the court making the decision on the handgun situation in New York City, Shall versus May. May is now gone. May means we get to decide whether you get a gun or not. Shall means we have to issue you a gun as long as you're not a criminal. Or you don't have a background check, you're not mentally defective, both of which I have, so much for that. But anyway, so yeah, they got it right on that one as well, too. Shall not, and there's that word again, shall. Look at me right in the eyes. Shall. That's what you do. So that's where we're at with the court. Now the court, obviously there's protests going on. You know, it's protest. It's real interesting because it seems to be, from what I was looking at last night, and I was on Fox hoping, you know, that because it's the riot channel. Yeah, as soon as there's an indication, it's a little loud here. As soon as there's an indication that there might actually be a riot or something, they go straight to Fox. Boom. Boom. Yeah. Because they have this riot shit, man. Everybody knows, right? Remember last summer? Yeah. Was it last summer? Summer before 2021? Yeah, I guess it was last summer. I get confused. I'm old and broken. So yeah, man. I'm happy. I'm happy that honest citizens can arm themselves and not be victim to the rising and surging crimes that is occurring in New York City. And now this will be, there's that word, it'll be a precedent. Now, precedent doesn't mean that it can't be reviewed and overturned, as those abortion people know. But still. they keep crying about how a right was taken away from them. And as far as I know, and I do speak it in English, maybe not so good, but I do speak it in English. Is it only 12:07? Oh my God. I've been here 7 minutes and it feels like I'm like an hour in already. But as far as I know, I forgot what I was going to say. As far as I know, it doesn't say anything about abortion or right to abortion in the Constitution of the United States of America. See, Roe versus Wade was like hiding out in the 14th Amendment. It's kind of like tucked in there and in like its vest pocket, so you couldn't. Yeah, that's what they were doing. But we took the 14th Amendment and we shook it. And what fell out? Roe versus Wade. You know what I'm saying? So, and we shook the Second Amendment a little bit too. And what came out? Shall not infringe. So there we are, America. There we are. Lots of people upset. I know they were calling. I don't, this, what's this, this Jane thing? It's not Jane's Addiction. I keep wanting to say Jane's Addiction. Jane's Revenge. I don't know what that's all about. I know Antifa was like floating around a little bit in D.C., but nothing bad happened. It was quiet. I think last night, the most quote-unquote aggro. I'm a bit of an aggro myself. I'll have to explain that in a little bit. But anyway, aggro. The most aggression that appeared to have taken place was, I think, out of Arizona. I think at the Arizona State House, I think they were rattling the windows, throwing cactuses or cacti. Cacti would be singular, like Elvi with Elvis. Elvi would be plural. Elvis would be singular, I guess. Yeah, that's how that works. I got that right. Anyway, so yeah, Yeah. Good morning, America. How are you? Huh? 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 Federal government no longer makes it okay to murder babies. Imagine that. Imagine that. Woke up one morning and the federal government was like, we ain't protecting that. That's wrong. That's wrong. And it couldn't happen. This is the thing. Let's take a moment. All right. I had to get a little clap. I had to feel a little clap spell coming on. Yep. There we go. Not that kind of clap. Keep your mind out of the gutter. All right. We're all clapped out. And it wouldn't have been possible without the MAGA movement. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. The MAGA movement. MAGA. Excuse me. We get all right. MAGA. Practice. MAGA. MAGA. Yeah. Okay. It wouldn't have been possible without Donald Trump. There's really no other way of putting it. There's no other slice. And I think that's what there's people who don't really give a shit about women's lives and what happens to women's lives and what women are allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. But there are plenty of people who are mad at Donald Trump. You see, plenty of people who are mad at Donald Trump. You know, obviously it's been a month. I've been sick. I've been really sick, folks. I made three trips to the emergency room since I was last here, but it's at least two. My phantom vomiting, nausea, diarrhea, I'll be honest, has hit me very hard a few times. And we're trying to narrow it down. You know, one of the theories is that it's the THC. It's the high levels of THC that I had been imbibing. Because, you know, in the old days, you know, you smoked weed and I don't even know what it was, you know, and I wouldn't smoke weed off the street these days pretty much because of fentanyl. I don't know what they would do with fentanyl and weed, but they might do something because there's pretty malicious people out there, not for nothing. You know, this goes even beyond the guy idea of them making money. They're malicious fucks, so I wouldn't give them a chance to take a shot at me. So I wouldn't buy any marijuana, cannabis. I have a friend who used to correct me who's no longer here. Cannabis, any imbibe of cannabis would come from a dispensary, a state dispensary, whether it be in Massachusetts or now, as of 10 days ago, the state of Rhode Island has decriminalized cannabis. You can have up to an ounce of it on your person without a problem, and you can grow X number of plants and all that jazz. And they're opening dispensaries. They have a couple that they've been using strictly for medical, because we've had medical marijuana here for quite some time. Excuse me, medical cannabis. But what's going to happen is they're going to turn the dispensaries are now going to start to sell retail as well as a medical menu. So they'll have actually both, which is cool. I mean, if I'm getting sick because of the weed, then I have to stop smoking weed. I mean, I get that. I understand that. And I am going to stop smoking weed for a little while to see what happens, to see if my symptoms hang around or not. It would be sad. It would be sad. But you know what? I might be able to smoke on special occasions like holidays and such. My birthday. I've been relegated to those things because I might be sick. Or it might be some sort of utter sicular vomiting syndrome. They have such things. We don't know. We're not really sure. It might be something neurological. I have an appointment with a neurological specialist on August 2nd. And I'd like them to take a crack at me because I think I got a fair amount of... I might have one or two neurological things going on that aren't quite right. I don't know whether it's what's causing my symptoms, but I'm sure they'll find something else because things just don't feel right. I can tell you. Things haven't actually felt right for like quite some time. So I got that, and I got to go back to the GI clinic, and I've just been sick and out of it. I really, quite frankly, I've just been sick, and I really, you know what I always say, if I don't have the energy to put my butt in the chair, I'm not going to do it. I guess this is the G-rated version, put my ass in the chair. Yeah. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do a half-ass attempt at a program. I'm not. It's just not who I am. I'm not going to come out here and kill an hour, per se. What is it? 15 minutes. Oh my God. Anyway, I feel okay at the moment. I've been living on Gatorade. I don't have any, I got zero stuff. I don't like the zero Gatorade. I like the regular with the sugar in it. I don't know what kind of sugar it is. Let me open this. This is, what is this? Let me tell you what this is. This is a cherry, Glacier Cherry Gatorade Zero. It's cloud colored. It's cloudy. Kind of looks like some of the stuff that came out of my tummy. Looks super appetizing. Let me give a sip. Mmm. No, that doesn't smell bad. Let me see. That's not bad. I might drink that. There's a case of it downstairs. Yeah, she, you know, the producer, these last couple of trips to the hospital, we've left her at home. And just my aunt has driven me to the emergency room and stayed with me because it's a little, not that I need anybody to stay with me, but I appreciate the fact that she did. Because I get triaged. It's a process where you get triaged and you go in initially and you get up to the desk. And let me tell you, the last Friday and last Saturday, and it was Saturday evening was when I walked out. First time I walked out was Friday very late. I came home. It looked like things were going to be okay, and I got up the next morning, and they weren't, and I had to go right friggin' back. So this was last Friday. But Saturday, I'd never seen so many people in the emergency room. I've been in there a couple few times, boys and girls, more than I care to count. I'm really kicking. You know what it is? I'm really overmodding this mic. Yeah, she'll bring it down. As long as I'm not distorting, I don't give a shit. I run in the red. He's running hot. I just feel like making noises tonight. But anyway, yeah, so Saturday I walked out. Saturday evening I walked out. And both times it was all about IV bags and nausea meds, IV nausea meds. And I got morphine. I actually got morphine both times because I had a little abdominal discomfort. As they put it, I told me it did bother me. It was around a 5 on my right hand side, and they're trying to figure out what's going on. So I got this morphine. So yeah, morphine, man. Let me tell you, IV morphine. You know, it's a thing, man. I don't know if I would want to live there, but it's an interesting place to visit. Interesting, I can tell you that. So yeah, we went through all that, and yeah, I think I was horribly dehydrated. I got two veins. When I'm in regular hydrated mode, and I don't think I'm ever fully hydrated. Because I just don't drink enough water, and that's just, I'm just being honest about that. But I usually maintain a level of hydration that allows two veins on the, just over the crook of my right arm. They come and say, please puncture me, please. They couldn't find them. They had collapsed. Most of my veins had collapsed because I was excessively dehydrated, which was really, really, no fever, which was really interesting. Sweating like a pig, just so you know, no fever. See, I think that's a neurological thing. Where I'll just start like sweating spontaneously and it won't stop. It's like somebody turned the water faucet on. And you take my temperature and I'm under 98, a 98 or under. So it's got nothing to do with my body saying, hey, we need to cool you off because it's hot, my core temperature, whatever, however they, with the thingy, and they didn't stick the thing up my butt. But, you know, it's a general thing. You know, you get the general idea. Yeah. So, yeah, we don't know. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in an enigma, and it's been going on for a year. And I know I've been smoking weed for longer than a year, I think, since I'm here, because I've been going to Northeast, which is in wherever that is. I forget where that is, Northeast Alternatives. I go to Solar now on on Route 6 for my weed. Because it's on the way to my Uncle George. You know, now, there's an interesting situation with my Uncle George going on. He was just in a hospital, and he hurt himself getting into his apartment. And he just, I don't know exactly what he did because physically he looked okay when I saw him, but he must have tripped or something and fell down would likely, but I don't think he broke anything. But standard procedure here with the elderly is after they get, after they're in whatever their hospital, requires, you know, whatever the hospital does for them, they get, trucked on over to one of the nursing homes in Rhode Island. For what they call rehab, and then when he's out of that, he gets to go home. Well, he's home now. He got out of he went to the hospital. We went to go see him in the nursing home, and he looked okay. He's home now. He's in his house, and you know he's got the tenants looking out for him. and whatnot. But his son is here from Germany, which was a bit of a surprise to us all. My cousin Mark. I haven't had a chance to speak with him yet, and I imagine I will. We're planning, provided I don't croak before, we're planning 4th of July over there. You know, just burgers and hot dogs, you know, just the standard fare. The producer's going to make her famous banana pudding. World famous banana pudding. And I'm just going to, like, lounge and shit. And I'll probably have a little bit of weed again. But you know what I'm going to do? I think the smart thing for me to do... The smart thing for me to do would be to give up cannabis entirely. But I just don't have it in my heart yet. I know it's a bad relationship, but I just can't break it yet. but what I'm going to... Oops. What I'm going to do is... I'm going to skip the oil, you know, which is like 75, 80% THC. And just stick to flour, you know, regular weed, what's referred to as the regular weed, flour, bud, whatever you want to call it, which is could be as much as 25% or 75% less THC. Maybe that's a little high because some of them run into the teens, into the 20s. So if it's 80, it's like 60% less. It's considerably less intensified. I'm going to give that a shot. And if I get sick or even a little baby sick, I'll know the deal. I don't know what the situation is. And that's that. But I just, you know, I just feel it's something else. I honestly do feel it's just something else. I mean, it's causing this. And I'm sorry. I mean, I wish I had been well enough. A month is a long time. Might even be more than a month. Might be like, you know, 5-6 weeks since I've been on and been able to get something up. You know, my audience has been reasonably loyal in the past and checking back on things and seeing what the deal is. You know, I always try to update, even if I don't do a show post on my site. If a week goes by on Saturday, there's something up there explaining either that I'm on or that I'm sick and not well. So it wasn't like there wasn't communication on my level. And there's only so much I can do. I mean, you know, I wasn't put on this earth to fucking amuse you people. If I'm sick, if I'm lying there and I'm sick and I feel like I'm fucking dying, you know, I'm not thinking about putting a fucking podcast together in the least bit. Not in the least, man. You know, I got my priorities straight. I do. I have most of them straight anyway. My moral compass is broken, actually. Yeah. Actually, I never had one. I had to steal one. I had to steal a moral compass. That pretty much says it all, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Anyway, so I wake up at, I've been taking my sleeping pills. I've been doing, we haven't been staying up super late, even, believe it or not, for us. Because, I've been sick. We lost time. There was time that it was horrible because she kind of half slept and I kind of half slept. And every time I go to the hospital, I never really sleep. Don't sleep, especially now. I made it out of the regular ER into triage. They triaged me, and then they put me with in a small, what they call a monitored room, where I had a PA, physician's assistant, and nurses tending my sick ass. And they did a marvelous job, by the way. Always, never a problem. The only issue, this is really funny. The only issue I had in Rhode Island Hospital is they require you to wear a mask because it's a medical facility, and as most do these days, right? And they pretty much enforce that because it's a small enough thing for them to do if you don't have a mask. So I had a mask. I put my mask on. I'm wearing my mask. Now, I get to Friday night when I got to my cubbyhole. I took my mask off, and nobody said a word to me. I didn't have my mask on, like, the whole friggin' time, even the time before that when I was in the monitored room. I had no mask. It was, like, my area. I was 6 feet away from everybody else. If you're coming into my area, then you better be masked up, you know? And Jerry was with me, and she had her mask on, but I just didn't feel like wearing my mask. So the when I got there, the PA first said, where's your mask? And I'm like, what? You know, he could have been speaking like Chinese to me because as far as I knew, I was in that cubby. I didn't need to wear a mask. Well, he got a little whatever about it, and I got a little whatever about it. And it was snippy, and then we both kind of looked at each other, and it kind of defused, and it's the only problem we ever had at Rhode Island Hospital. And then we started to talk about the matter. I put the mask on because he was a pain in the ass, and we started talking about the matter at hand, which was my illness. Well, it turns out, like, 15 minutes later, this guy went off duty, and another PA came in, And I took my mask off. And then she didn't say a fucking word to me. She didn't say a goddamn word. Now you're any nurses. Now put your mask on. It's like, no. No. You know, like I said, it's kind of hard in a hospital because they notice shit. You know, you can get away with everybody wanting to wear a mask. Oh, I'm in a mask. I don't need a mask. Mask doesn't do anything. I don't give a fuck whether the mask does something or not. Even if it's some sort of fucking placebo. Unfortunately, there are places in this place, on this earth, on the earth, even the earth,
the earth, and then there was the earth,
where they're like, they could catch you right away, all right? So all you mask rebels out there, okay, all you, I ain't wearing my mask, all right, all you folks, first of all, more power to you, I get it, that's fine, that's great, okay? But my advice to you would be stay the fuck out of the hospital. That would be my advice to you. In a nutshell. In a freaking nutshell, that would be my advice. So, yeah, it's just been, it's been horrible. There's really, like, no other way to put it. And, you know, even being in a hospital is horrible. Being sick is one thing. Now, and this is possibly good news, okay? I had a little mini fit last week, like from Saturday to like Thursday, which is why I wasn't on, not for nothing. And it wasn't because, remember, it's 2 weeks ago that I was released from the hospital, so there was a week gap. So nothing happened the week that I was released from the hospital. And then the second week after I was released to the hospital, which was last Saturday, I got sick again. I didn't go into the hospital, though. I stayed home and fought it out and just puked until I stopped puking, basically is what it comes down to. And I had Gatorade. I was sipping, and then finally got to the point where I could actually drink some Gatorade, more than a sip. And I slowly built myself back up. I'm not in the best of shape as we speak. I have eaten solids. I'm in pretty good shape as far as that goes. I'm holding stuff down. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in the chair. That's the fact, Now, to the few of you that, contacted me on the side and showed concern, I certainly appreciate that. I explained in those emails, as I'm explaining now to everyone, I just, if I'm not well, I can't do it. The monkey doesn't dance so good all the time. He gets a little sick. Little bad banana. Caught a bad banana. That's what they told me the first time. That was the Saturday discharge was, oh, it's the virus. You've caught a virus. Okay. I looked at him and was like, you're out of your fucking mind. I went to go see my GP. She looked at the paperwork. She goes, you didn't have no virus. I'm like, you don't even tell me I didn't have no virus. I knew I didn't have a virus. It was just something that's what they fixed on because they couldn't figure it out. And then the second people were like, it could be this, it could be that, it could be the other thing. But there are contenders on the table now. We're way beyond IBS. I think it's safe to say that I'm not going to get that IBS diagnosis. I think we're beyond that. I could be wrong. Don't get me wrong, but I think we might be on that. And I was supposed to go see my doctor on Tuesday, and then I was supposed to go see my shrink or my psych guy on my counselor. Let's call him my counselor on that Wednesday. I had to call and cancel both those appointments. I did 9 o'clock in the morning because I was still up and puking. So in between pukes, I canceled those appointments, but there's no way. You know, ask yourself this. How sick do you be? How sick do you have to be that you can't even go to the doctor to talk with the doctor about how sick you are? Yeah. Yeah. So if anything goes hinky next time, I'm calling the ambulance. I've never called an ambulance. I could get the 15-minute ride in the ambulance because Rhode Island Hospital is right there, Now, the reason I really haven't done that, although I've considered it, is one, my aunt's usually been around when this has occurred, and two, those truck rolls cost money. Particularly with ambulances, it costs money to roll one of those suckers out, especially with the price of gas these days. So we'll leave the ambulance people alone. There was, what's going on here? Okay, yeah, I can't even see the fucking clock. We have to get one of those big wall clocks like the real DJs have. Yeah. I'm talking to you. We need to get one of them big powered wall clock things like they have. Ever notice how they don't have wall clocks in the hospital waiting room? Ever notice that? Have you ever? They did once you get into the little room, they kind of let you know what time it is, which is really kind of cool. but in the main area where we all congregate, where the creatures meet, as they say, there's no clock, man. There's like no clock. You know, speaking of creatures, you know, I have to talk about my neighbors a little bit. Now, I got up. I was awake earlier than 2, but there was no point in getting up because I didn't want to have to get my own bowl of cereal. So that being said, I waited until the Medusa got up, which was 2 o'clock. She said, when was it? No later than 2 o'clock. So I was like, okay, fine. I happened to get up like at, I think, 11:30, noon, something like that. So I was already wide awake. I was like, do, 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 do. So 2 o'clock came around and I was like, hey, Medusa, hey, hey, hey. And I poke. I'm a poker. So she woke up. She scurried scurried across the room, and we got some cereal sitting. And all of a sudden, while we're sitting eating cereal, there's this. It's a wall. The only way to describe it is like a tsunami. It's like a salami, man. It was big, of sound, coming from next door. Now, this is absentee landlord territory over here. You know, there's an absentee. It's a three apartments, and it's an absentee landlord. Now, I don't know if that term absentee landlord means anything to you. It might mean something to New Yorkers out there who are still listening. When, you know, the city went through this whole thing where they were cracking down on absentee landlords and who weren't doing stuff and taking care of the place and coming in and making sure that their tenants weren't, you know, swinging off the chandeliers, that sort of stuff. Yeah, making sure the tenants aren't breaking anything. Well, they had this that what they had done is they had taken this speaker thing, you know, it looked to be at least 2 feet long, right, and put it on the sidewalk, right next to the car, and had it plugged into the car. Now, it might have been the car's subwoofer. If it was, it was a little sad subwoofer, but the point becomes, it was pointed at their porch, which is actually like less than like 20 degrees from at being pointed at from this very room, this outer wall. You can't see me, but my right hand is pointing, my right arm and finger are pointing towards the window. On the other side of that window is them. You understand? Is them. Now, like I said, absentee landlord, people come in and out of here all the time on the first of the month. We see furniture on the first of the month, you know. We noticed these people showed up. These are the same people that I don't know if I told the BB gun story. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But I had to go out there. Like, it was like 3:30 in the morning, and they were playing. They had their two cars were parked, and this is a one-way street, by the way. Two cars are parked opposite each other on the street, and they're blasting stereo at each other to see whose stereo is louder. And this is like 3:30 in the morning. So I went out there with a BB gun that looks excitedly realistic, by the way. And I emphasize that word realistic for those of you who understand what I'm saying. I went out there and I asked them, I said, hey, you got to stop. There's like people here. And they're like, well, you know, who the fuck are you? And I'm like, yeah, well, fuck you. And the guy came off the porch and I pointed the gun at him and he got scared. He did. They all shut up and got scared. They sobered up like, holy shit, the guy's pointing a gun at us. That kind of thing. That kind of thing. So that was like, you know when that was? I don't know if I told that story because I wasn't comfortable enough with the legal aspects of it. Maybe I did. I forget. That was St. Patrick's Day. That night was St. Patrick's Day. Yep. So it's been relatively, they're a little noisy. I know they're having people over who don't belong there. You know, and that's their prerogative, I suppose. But they're a little noisy. We've kind of adapted to it. They're probably Dominicans. Dominicans can't help themselves. They're like friggin' Latino hillbillies. They're really... Even if, and I'm not just saying that. I learned that in prison, dude. You understand what I'm saying? I learned that hanging out with the Latinos and you know, hanging out with all the different Latinos. I should have the Puerto Ricans, the Dominicans, mostly Puerto Ricans, a lot of South Americans. You know, you meet people in prison, and prison has a hierarchy. It does. It has based upon population. So the more you have in population, the more you get. Like phones and shit like that. You know what I mean? So I learned stuff from people, from legitimate people. Then they're like, and every Dominican I ever met has been a hillbilly. I got to honestly say that to you. So it's like they're wearing their first pair of fucking shoes. It's absolutely amazing. So they got loud today. It was like a blast. And we waited because if I go out there, something really bad is going to happen. Really bad. So I'm not going to, I have to get out of this place. The point is to get out of here, not to be arrested and incarcerated here. If I got incarcerated in Rhode Island, I might hang it up, dude. Okay, let me tell you honestly, because that's like rock bottom. I'm like, fuck that shit. So we waited and it didn't get any better. And I told her to call the cops and they didn't ask her name. They just came and I was looking out the window. The cops came and asked them to lower it and whatever. And then the cop drove away. Didn't even get out of the car. And, you know, a little bit later, it started to get fucking loud again. So I told her to call. And this time, you know, when something, I don't even know how it is where you are, because I don't know where you're hearing my voice. But I can kind of tell you here, there isn't a lot of enforcement in the ghetto. Because they're doing the anti-Ferguson. And when I say anti-Ferguson, Ferguson was about, you know, why Ferguson erupted the way it did. Nothing to do with Michael. Fuck Michael Brown. Michael Brown was a fucking criminal. He's a fucking piece of shit. He's dead. Yay. One less piece of shit walking around. Done. Okay. But the real problem with Ferguson was that they were fining all these people left and right. And if they couldn't find them, and I mean fined as in money, if they didn't have the money to pay said fines, they wound up in jail. So half the population of Ferguson had been in and out of the fucking jail several times. And this was the policy of the Ferguson police to enforce. See, they don't do that here. They don't enforce it. They don't enforce code. Even apparently noise code, you know, because there's code on the books for it. Like 65 dB after a certain hour, it can't travel a certain distance. I know all this shit. I do, because I've lived here 12 years. Right, and I've been in and out with people living next door or across the street. We got new people across the street who bought the house across the street. They're Cuban, apparently. So I'm you know, it's like, you know what? So I didn't go out there. I promised I wouldn't go out there. I just bit my lip. And then the second time she had a call, I told her, give them your name and your address, and tell them we wish to speak to the officer. You want to speak to the officer. So I went down and was on sitting on the porch with our porch, which is the way it's set up. They can't really see us on our porch because of the profile of the house. And the cop showed up, you know, told them to quiet it down because it's quite obvious. And he came over to us, you know, he pulled the car out. And I came out and I walked and I made sure they saw me. I wanted them to see the crazy gringo who came out with the BB gun. Now, they didn't know it was a BB gun. They thought it was a real gun. I wanted them to see my gringo face. I wanted them to make sure that they knew it was me. Do you understand? Because I'm calling the cops because of wifey. And if it weren't for wifey, I'd come back out here with the BB gun and shove it up your fucking ass, you know? And there's a couple of cars. I wanted them to see that I saw them in their cars and knew what the cars looked like. So if we start fucking around with vehicles, we can do that too. Whatever you want to do, I'm good. Let me know. Let me know what the rules are. Boom. I'm there. I'm that guy. I adjust to the rules as to the way they are, but everybody has to have the same rules. That's the thing. I told the officer, this is going to get ugly. You know, and at a certain point in time, it's like, not for nothing. If you're not going to do anything about them, then don't do anything when I do something about them and you get the call, you know. So, and the officer was quite polite, and I was polite to him. I was upset, obviously, but I was polite to him, and it did quiet down after he left. He explained to me right before he left, because he came back over to me. He said, if you call me again and I can hear it two telephone poles away, which was definitely possible the way they were running it originally, I will issue them a fine of $50. And then it goes incrementally up from there. And I also assume that once he did that, that gave him the ability to ask if anybody was underage as far as drinking, which I know they were also, by the way, at that porch party. That's it. They're having porch parties next to my fucking studio window. That's it. Porch party. You know what? What of our fucking porch parties? You understand what I'm saying? The booze, the music, hold on, yards. 15 feet from my fucking microphone. Really? No, I don't think so. I wasn't put on this earth to suffer people. And that's it. I'm pretty much tired of suffering people. I'm tired of putting up with people I don't like. I'm tired of putting up with people who have aspects of their life that I'm not thrilled with. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being the nice guy. I want to be the guy who's left the fuck alone. That's the guy I want to be. I want to be the guy who gets to pick and choose who he's dealing with. That's the guy I want to be. I'm tired of just being Mr. Nice Guy. You know, no more Mr. Guy style. I used to use that as a sign on when I was a child. Well, isn't that coinky dinky? No, I'm just tired of it. It's plain and simple as that. There's just a lot of shit that I'm tired of from people. And I'm tired of from people being absent as well, too. I'm just tired. That's it. I'm just tired. Being sick will do this to you. Being sick will do this to you. You know, I would have maybe, because I wasn't up for like 5-6 weeks if I do the count. It would have been nice if someone on my network had fucking maybe bothered to notice that I wasn't there. It would have been fucking excellent, quite frankly. It would have been nice, even if I was sick as a fucking dog and puking, it would have been nice to get a phone call from somebody else on the fucking network. But that's not how it works. So, whatever. This is what happens when you're not the center of the universe. Okay, fine. That's the way it is. All right. Nobody gives a fuck. Something happens to somebody else. Oh, my God. You know, anything happens to Lee. Yep. Nope. Not worthy. I'm not worthy. I have not been chosen. I have not been chosen. Yeah, you get tired of this shit. You do. Because believe it or not, this is work. This stuff is not half bad. The other stuff has like a nasty aftertaste. I gotta remember that cherry grazer. Because I can't be drinking regular Gatorade. My AC1 will go up, and that's not good. I don't even know what my blood sugar is. I haven't checked it in a long time. Because I really haven't been. When you're not in, when you're subsisting, that's the word. I subsisted on things. Yeah, you know, like Lasat the vampire, you know, originally getting by on rats and shit. That's what I did. I did that. But again, you know, I'm on the mend. I just have to figure what the trigger is, because it's obviously a trigger for this stuff, for a trigger for what's going on, whether it be the weed or whether it be something else or that's this, that, the other thing. I need to obviously get to the bottom of it and know how to handle it. It's interesting. From what I read about this marijuana, there is actually this marijuana syndrome, or THC syndrome. It's a type of syndrome where you get exact pretty much the results that happened to me. There's one or two differences actually, but pretty close. You know, if you're gonna play, like second cousin kind of deal. If you're gonna do that, I have to figure out what the deal is, because like I said, if I can only smoke like casually again, then fine. Because everything I read says that it generally pertains to chronic smoking of weed. And I was chronically smoking weed for a while there. I don't know how many, maybe in between being sick. So you say to yourself, well, if you're smoking it in between being sick, maybe it is actually the trigger. And like I said, I'm still not sure. But who knows? If I have to give up marijuana, I'm going to wind up being a mean motherfucker. Let me tell you. Yeah. Really mean. But that's it. I'm trying to think if there's anything. I can still hear him outside, as a matter of fact. I don't hear the stereo blasting at all, but I hear them on the porch. You know, and I think I'm going to wind up in a jail situation with his neighbors, his old neighbors, the ones at the original 11LI studios, the Brooklyn branch, the original Brooklyn branch, because I think, yeah, Dave's in Brooklyn. The original Brooklyn branch, something like that. Used to drive him up the wall. I'm getting driven up the wall. And this house is old, right? This house was built in like 1889. This is an old house. Everything about this house is heavy duty. They don't do shit like this anymore. They couldn't afford to build houses like this anymore, quite frankly. You know, you go downstairs and like the cross beams, they're like 6x6, and it's just flags of them. And you feel like you're on a ship. Seriously, you feel like you're on a ship down there. And the walls they're full of horsehair plaster. So it's heavy duty plaster with stuff in it. Now, unfortunately, the horsehair plaster gets the producer ill. You know, all the dust from it that it produces makes her ill. That's the sad part. But the good part is that it insulates noise and other such things, bullets. So that being the case, if you really have to be blasting something And we have double pane windows in this room. Closed double pane windows. So you really have to be like blasting. I mean, like, it was really loud. I mean, I could almost feel the vibration of it. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, not good. And it's going to be a long summer. It's going to be a long summer. We're not even sure what the deal is with these, hopefully, these protests. One, hopefully they go away. But two, hopefully they're not hijacked. Because I think there's a lot of useful idiots out there. You know, I think most of my audience is familiar with that term. I think there's a lot of useful idiots out there who now think that abortion has been banned in the United States of America in its entirety. Yeah. Unfortunately, these are the same useful idiots who are going to be able to apply for gun permits in New York City. And now, New York City being a precedent, other states and municipalities are going to start to, because that's the law of the land now. That's the law of the land. So Chicago and out west, I guess. You know, New York, Chicago, and California. Is there anything else that I missed? Yeah, everything else is flyover, right? That's what they say. Everything else is flyover. And I kind of feel that way sometimes. But other times I'm like, you know what? I want to get out of here. And the cousins are doing well in Texas. They're good. They're in good shape. They managed to pick up a little bit more property and another house, and they're grooving along. And nice things happen to them because they're nice people. Yeah, you know, around here, something's always going on. Why? Maybe because the producer and I are assholes. Maybe we are. I'm not saying we're not, but we don't subject the rest of the world to our assholiness. We'll be assholes to each other. Maybe we'll be assholes to our friends. Yeah, maybe. But we won't be, asholy to the rest of the world, because it's just not productive. Because the only time she and I leave the house, really, is when we need to get something done. And when you need to get something done, you have to be nice to the people who are involved with getting it done. Or at the very least, polite. Now, I'm super polite. You could drop me into any situation, and I am cordial and polite until I figure out what's going on. And then I'm still cordial and polite, but only to the people who still deserve it. You know, you gotta, what's the word? You know, life is, it's fluid, it's liquid, man. You have to kind of roll with it. You can't have the same policy everywhere. You can't be too rigid, or you're going to break. You know. And I got to say, speaking of breaking, the worst parts of these, when I get ill, is I can't hold anything down for days, right? And that means I can't hold my psych meds down. And I start to feel, you know, they're not kidding. I don't know how many of you out there may or may not be medicated. My advice to you would be stay on your medication. Don't, even if you're feeling good, don't go off your medication because you think you're feeling good and you don't need a medication. Just stay on the medication, because you are going to have, depending upon what medication, and I'm on very popular medications. Don't care to disclose what, but I am. I'm actually on several different medications. I'm edumacating you. I'm actually on several different medications at the moment. The withdrawal. There is a withdrawal from them, I've come to find out. I think I've described how things start to smell funny. I get that funny smell in my nose. It's not like I lose my sense of smell. I mentioned that the trip into the hospital last year, and they freaked out because they thought I was telling them that I lost my sense of smell. But then they were thinking COVID. And I'm like, I don't have COVID. If I had COVID, I'd be dead now. You understand? That's how weak I am at the moment. I can pick this thing up. I can hold myself up in the chair. Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. There's definitely some sort of strange. And things start to just look kind of weird and feel strange and feel kind of weird. I don't know how to describe it other than that, but it's odd. You can tell it's not normal. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the acid days, you know, my acid days. Oh, I miss the acid. Oh, life is so much simpler. You know, just work Monday through Friday. Friday night, just fucking get lit up on like 10 hits of acid, you know, sleep through Saturday. And the next thing I knew, it was time to go to work. Sunday's a waste, right? Why? Well, you can't do anything on Sunday. You got to get up early for work on Monday, you know? But yeah, the acid. I miss the acid. Oh, You know what? One of these days, I'm sure I'm going to run across some acid again, because I know it's not gone. It's just not in my general vicinity. You know, and it's a white guy drug. You can't be asking people of color for acid, because they'd be like, well, what do you mean? You know? It took, you know how long it took them to catch on to the MDMA? You know, to the ecstasy? Do you have any? I was trying to sell these guys ecstasy in Philadelphia. The blackest of black guys that were friends of friends. I was trying to sell them, fucking get them on the, you know, the ecstasy. Yeah, take a couple of tabs. Yeah, take it with you. Yeah, don't worry. You know, just, I wouldn't be driving around if I were you. But other than that, give it a shot. Give your girlfriend one. Yeah, give it to a friend. I was, you know what I mean? I was the man. I was Mr. Junkie Man, trying to get the people interested in my product. It turns out, no dice. Didn't do anything for any of them. So, and now, X number of years later, apparently something happened between then and now, because all these hip-hop guys are into the Molly, which is basically MDMA. They're into the Molly. You know, Miley got them started on the Molly, I guess. I don't know. But when I was trying to sell them the stuff, they weren't so interested. It's because I could have made a fortune. I could have made a fortune and then cashed out early. Oh, yeah. And then this show would be coming from New York City. It would. This show would be from New York City. But it's not. So anyway. What am I closing in on? I got 10 minutes left. All right. I did actually call some news. I didn't plan on reading any of it. Let's see if there's anything that I think is super worthy for the next 9 minutes. Because I'm just doing an hour. I will be back next week, short of being, you know, incapacitated. That's not it. What was this? Q's back. Bing bong. Yeah, there have been three for the day. I might be wrong, four. There's four new Q drops. So Q is back after 2 years. And when I say Q is back, this is the same person who had the numeric key to be able to post as Q. Q needed a certain numeric key. That's how it works. I really don't care to go super in depth with how this board works. Okay, this is 8-Coon now. But there's Q is a unique identifier that was attached to Q that couldn't be attached to anybody else. It's just not possible. And now Q is now posting under that thing again. So it's you understand what I'm saying? There's no mistaking it for anybody else. It's not just someone else. It's Q. Whoever Q is, it's Q. So I do have a little article here. This is out of the Daily Beast. This might not be the most flattering article. But I just want to read this because it's one of the ones that were easier for me to find. And it is a little critical. And you know how I like the critical stuff. So, because it makes me angry. And I love being angry. Anyway. Here's this is QAnon creator Q returns after nearly 2 year hiatus. And this is out of the Daily Beast, which is enemy territory. In a surprise move, Q returns to tease a new quote unquote game of cryptic posts. And the article's written by Will Sumner and his political reporter, published June 24. Okay. The anonymous message board user known as Q, whose cryptic announcements spawned the fascist pro-Trump QAnon conspiracy theory, has returned to posting after nearly a two-year hiatus. On Friday night, someone with access to Q's login credentials, well, that's an easy way of putting it, posted on 8-Coon, anarchic internet community where Q last posted in December 2020. Shall we play a game once more? The first post marking Q's return, the board read, signed Q. I love it. The message was written in the same clue-like format as thousands of earlier Q posts dubbed Q drops by their fans. That led to the creation of the Q of QAnon in late 2007. Q's followers believe the message explained the world as it really is, controlled by Satan-worshipping, child-eating pedophiles in the demonic and the Democratic Party. I got that. That was a little slip on my part. Demonic Party. That's funny. Finance and other institutions. Okay. And Q's telling Donald Trump was recruited by the military to run for president in 2016 to take down that nefarious cabal. QAnon believers await the storm, an event in which they believe Donald Trump's enemies like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama will be executed via orders from a military tribunal or imprisoned in Guantanamo Bay. The Q poster followed up with two more messages on Friday night. Asked why they had disappeared for more than a year, they wrote, "It had to be done this way." And "Are you ready to serve your country again?" Q wrote in another post. "Remember the oath." Despite its ludicrous claims, QAnon has managed to become a faction within the Republican Party. Two current members of Congress, Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, have voiced support for QAnon in the past, and more Q backers are expected to win office in the midterms. As a 2021 poll found that QAnon's core tenets have a significant amount of support, with 15% of the people surveyed saying they believe the world is run by a satanic pedophile cabal. Q stopped posting on 8kun in December 2020, shortly after Trump's election defeat. Ron Watkins, the former 8kun administrator who has been accused of controlling the QAnon account, is currently running as a long-shot candidate for an Arizona House seat. Oh, wow. That's interesting. I did not know that. I guess I haven't been paying attention. Watkins, who denied posting as Q, didn't respond to the immediate request for comment on Q's return. It is not clear whether the new Q posts are meant to coincide with the Supreme Court's rulings Friday overturning abortion rights. QAnon has won backing from a number of prominent Trump supporters, including former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, comedian Roseanne Barr, and MAGA lawyers Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell. A QAnon leader has successfully organized a coalition of Secretary of State candidates who could be poised to win control elections in some of the battleground states. The conspiracy theory has also inspired terrorism and multiple murders, as well as providing the inspiration for a number of Capitol rioters. Okay. Anyway, so Q's back. Q's back, and people have noticed. I noticed because, you know, I bought that, I have that Q app. Where is it? What's my phone? Did I even take my phone in here? I don't even know where. I hurt myself. I really shouldn't be left alone. I'm like a drunk toddler. Stop. Make it stop. All right. I don't have my phone with me, which is really odd. But that being said, I have this. I bought this app that was like a Q drop app. And whenever Q dropped on 8kun, I would get a thing, you know, and it would take me there and I would be able to see what the drop was and whatnot. And it does tons of other stuff. It's actually a pretty cool little app. I know there's an unpaid version, but I paid for it. I think I paid like $5 for it. So that's cool. And like I said, Omnichan is now, it'll do 8kun. I don't know if any of you really care, but it will, which is really kind of cool because I like Omnichan. I use it for 4chan. And it works marvelously. It's still a little slighty, little buggy on 8kun, I find. But I don't know what that has to do with maybe the way they're interfacing it or whatnot. I don't really know. But I still peruse both 8kun and 4chan on the regular. It's fun. I don't have any other way to put it. It amuses me. I find myself to be amused. Those monkeys amuse me. They do. And I'll keep my eye on Q. I'll certainly keep my eye on Q. You know, I know I did a couple shows on who Q might have been. I don't think I dismissed the idea of you know, in its entirety of Q being, for lack of a better word, legit, maybe. Is that the word I'm looking for? But I am utterly fascinated. I fear at this point in time, I'm closing out in 2 minutes. Maybe I didn't express this at all. I'm really afraid. I'm afraid for our country at this point in time. And it's going to be a long, hot summer. And again, I think most of you will understand what I mean when I say that. And it's going to be a long, hot summer locally with these baboons living across from me. Personally, I'm going to have a long, hot summer. And then I think the rest of us are going to experience a long, hot summer on the political scene, whether it be protesting or rioting or whatever. I think it's going to be a year to become unhinged. I think it's good that everybody will be able to carry a gun in New York City if they want. Because what it does is it says to the bad guys, it's like, am I going to take the chance that that person has a gun or am I not? No, the only thing that would be better would be open carry. If you can do open carry and the bad guys can see you got a piece of steel on your hip or a plastic and Marmalite or whatever the hell they make those slides out of, maybe they'll give second thought to trying to perpetrate a crime on you. You know what I'm saying? They might see that there's like easier pickings. Easier pickings. With that being said, all right, it's time to go. I got the cartoon channel. No, I didn't get the cartoon channel. I got Boomerang that has little cartoons on it, and I've been watching Scooby-Doo cartoons. And believe it or not, it's been making me happy. It's been making me happy. That and Dick Dastardly and Smedley. You know, when they're flying with the flying machines, catch the pigeon now. You know that one I'm talking about there? You know? And then there's the Wacky Racers. A lot of fun. I feel like I'm revisiting my child. I wish I could get, without going to YouTube, because YouTube's always grainy and somebody's shitty copy from VHS or something, some of the Sid and Marty Krofft stuff, you know, from Saturday mornings or Saturday, whatever, Sundays even. I wouldn't mind getting my mitts on some of that, but at 52 years old, right, I'm 52, I can still find joy and entertainment in cartoons. And I think that's a redeeming value. I do. And I hope you can, too. I hope that's the same for you, honestly. You know, revisit your childhood a little bit, you know. It'll make you feel good. Take my word for it. All right, that being said, I'm gone. Let me head over to, I haven't done this in a while. All right, let's see how badly I can mess this up. All right, so head over to lfmeetwood.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll find my archives. So actually, you'll find the show links. And the middle of the page, you'll find archives too. But the access to get to the older stuff is through the archives link here. And then you get the little white, I think they call these radio boxes, where you can pick your year, month, and year that you want. We now have been here month and years, by the way. Way too long. Underneath that, you'll find Take the Red Pill. That's my social media. I have not been super active on social media because I have been sick. I have still watched, kept my eye on stuff, particularly Facebook, but kept my eye on Twitter and Getter. And I was, I guess I have to put the link up here. I was able to finally join President Trump's social thing, Truth. So I'm LF Midwood on there. I'm LF Midwood at LF Midwood is my thingy over there. So if you're using that at all, I'm up there. I haven't posted anything yet because I just got the account started maybe a week ago. I was kind of surprised. It's not software. I didn't download the app or anything. It runs. I think it runs what it's doing. It's running in Chrome. So it's using Chrome as its window. If you follow what I'm saying, it's not a separate app. So I go to Truth Social and it pops up on my browser, and then I can log into my account from there and have access to it, but only from the browser at this point. I'm waiting for the app to come out on, I like apps. I prefer an app to a web browser, mainly because it's usually more involved with it as far as being able to do stuff with it and settings and all that jazz. So I am on Truth Social. Boop, finally. And I would say, not for nothing, when I get back to really looking at stuff, it's going to be Getter. I've really kind of made a commitment to Getter at this point until something wildly changes. And I am interested in seeing what level, if any, of censorship there is over on Mr. Trump's network. But I am there. I am there. Remember, either one of those is great because it's either Donald Trump or Donald Trump's people from when he was in the White House. So you can't lose. You know, it's people moving in the right direction and have a plan. I believe President Trump, again, was live from somewhere tonight in Illinois, I'm thinking. I'm not 100% sure. He's on somewhere every Saturday, man. It just blows my mind that this guy is, you know, he started campaigning like the week after, well, I guess he went to Mar-a-Lago and played some golf. But shortly after that, he started doing the Saturday night gigs all over the country. And I swear to God, somewhere out, if it's Saturday night and it's like 8, 9 o'clock, I can guarantee you Donald Trump is out there beating on that drum. And it's good. I'm glad he is, and I'm waiting for some sort of obvious formal announcement or for him to anoint someone. We're going to kick some ass in the fucking midterms. I don't give a fuck about this abortion thing. Most people, for the most, and when I say don't give about it, it's not that I don't care about it. It's that I don't think that the Democrats are going to be able to parlay it into anything, because I think the gas pump is more important to most working people as whether they can get an abortion or not. That's my guess. That's my guess. I'm not 100% sure, because you may or may not become pregnant. Do you understand? But you're definitely going to need gas in your fucking tank to get to where you're going. Anyway, underneath the that was a tirade. Underneath the Take the Red Pill, there's my favorites. That's generally where my news is called from. If not from there, I guarantee you I hit most of these spots during the week just to see what's going on in Lilliputian land. Anyway, that being said, I'm going to get the hell out of here. I'm tired. Took a lot out of me. I'm going to play my standard clothes, and then I'm going bye-bye. So I thank you all for imbibing. I know, I hope you check back, or have checked back, or eventually check back in, and I'll be there. I'll be there. Okay. Can't do that. I shouldn't sing. I used to sing when I had the show on JL's Pirate Station. I used to sing. And JL kindly and legitimately and in all seriousness asked me never to do it again. So, oh, man, not even a card. Anyway, I'm out of here.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.